was there any extra celebration regarding the 100th moments ago?
Yeah, I had to break away to get here. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, you know, guy comes into a team, his 13th organization or whatever, and comes in like in day one, fits in like he's been here for, you know, a few years. So everybody's pretty excited for him. I know he's excited. 100 wins, a lot of wins, and guys are celebrating for him in there right now.
In which way? How?
There's a pretty expensive bottle of champagne in there right now. One that I did not open, that's for sure.
He walks his first two batters and then rebounds from there. What does that just kind of show you about him?
Yeah, really the ball strike ratio for a while wasn't great. He just ended up making pitches when he had to. And then next thing you know, he's cruising towards 100 pitches. So it takes a veteran guy with some experience to be able to kind of take a step back and do your thing. You know, we lost three games in a row. This was an important win for us today. And for him to pitch the way he did after a little bit of a rocky start shows you a little bit of what he's about.
To see you guys score in so many different ways and keep piling on like that after a tough weekend, what did that mean?
It means we can score some runs. You know, it's good at bats, and you know, like we do, it seems to get better and better as the game goes along. Later in the game, we tend to score a little bit more runs, yes, a few more runs. So that was the case tonight, and you know, didn't have to use Blake in the ninth inning. Booker needed some little work; he's been off for a little while. So good night all around for the A's.
Before the big eighth, Nick Martini does more of what he's done since being put in. How big was he to get the offense going?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, for a kid that's new to the big leagues, let alone our team, and, you know, in the position that we're in, to come in and give you those type of at-bats, play multiple positions in the outfield for us, and, you know, lead off and you know, grind away like he's doing, get on base, get some hits. It's been really impressive. I mean, he's impressed with his first training. We felt like he had a good chance to be here at some point, but to be leading off at this point was, you know, it was easy. Mm-hmm. Tough kid that's been in the minor league for a while and just keeps grinding away.
Bob, you've been spending most of the month while you sat home after spending a lot of time in July on the road. How much just of a relief is it for you guys so you can relax?
Yeah, you know, it's just nice to be home for a while. And you know, we've had some significant road trips where there have been three-city trips in the East, and, you know, we were really hot trip in Texas and then to Minnesota. So we're not afraid to play on the road. We have a pretty good record on the road, but to, you know, looking at the schedule, you know, you kind of look forward to this extended stay at home, and hopefully we can, you know, we can take advantage of it.
Thank you.